Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, April 17, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of human resources news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. HR Tech Alliances serves as a global community platform for those involved in alliances and partnerships in the HR tech or HR service industry. They help HR tech vendors accelerate growth by enabling joint GTM opportunities with their partners in their ecosystem. HR Tech Alliances enables HR tech vendors to generate more leads for themselves and their partners. Over the years, their engaging community platform has become a centralized hub to discover, create, and manage alliances and partnerships. Get your free guest membership at hrtechalliances.com. Thank you, hrtechalliances.com, for supporting the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. We're grateful for HRTechAlliances.com's support in making this podcast possible. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
More than half of organizations made no recent changes to their diversity, equity, and inclusion functions in early 2025, new research finds. A recent poll from HR.com's HR Research Institute reveals that 58% of HR professionals report that their organization's diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI functions, remain unchanged in both name and structure as of February 22nd. Only 8% of respondents say their organizations have made changes to the DEI function, while 3% have discontinued their DEI programs. Additionally, 24% of organizations never had a DEI function. President Donald Trump's executive orders have accelerated changes impacting DEI programs in federal agencies, military academies, and federal contractors. This has led to a reevaluation of DEI strategies in some organizations amidst evolving interpretations of anti-discrimination law. More research on this topic is ongoing, with a full report summary expected in late April 2025. Only 1 in 10 organizations fully unlock the power of HR tech, new study by HR Research Institute. Despite increasing investments in HR technology, only 10% of organizations have reached an expert level of maturity in utilizing AI-enhanced systems, as revealed in HR.com's State of Today's HR Technology and Integrations 2025 report. Challenges such as lack of alignment with business goals, system integrations, budget constraints, and data accessibility hinder progress. However, 60% of organizations have boosted HR tech investments in the past 2 years, with a focus on expanding employee self-service, enhancing user experience, integrating AI capabilities, and improving data quality. AI is expected to drive HR productivity, automate tasks, and enhance workforce analytics. Strategic alignment and full integration are crucial for maximizing the potential of HR technology, as emphasized by Debbie McGrath, CEO of HR.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.